And it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. The appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller to be special counsel to oversee the Russia investigation is being greeted with enthusiasm on Capitol Hill by Republicans and Democrats alike.
We heard from the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, and the ranking member, Mark Warner, who, of course, are leading their own investigation, Senate side, praising this pick. They said in a statement, quote, the appointment of former FBI director and respected lawyer Robert Mueller as special counsel for the Russia investigation is a positive development and will provide some certainty for the American people that the investigation will proceed fairly and free of political influence.
Now, in a statement last night from the White House, President Trump said in part, quote, a thorough investigation will confirm what we already know, that there was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. But in a tweet this morning, Mr. Trump assailed the naming of a special counsel as, quote, the single greatest witch hunt of a politician. We're expecting more 90-plus degree heat today. At Dulles yesterday, the mercury hit 91. That broke the old mark of 89 set in 1986. At BWI, it was 93 yesterday. That tied the record set in 1896. The reading of 91 yesterday at Reagan National fell just 1 degree short of tying a 1974 record there. And with this suddenly summer-like heat, you may have already experienced this, a sweltering Metro subway car with no working AC.
In fact, Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld's not immune. He says he was in a hot car on his way up to an event in Montgomery County this week.
We talked to the operator, and they had already talked to the mechanics, and they literally came on board and checked, and they said, well, let's get us to the end of the line. We'll take us out of service.
That's what you're told to do. Let the conductor know using the car's intercom. Wiedefeld says newer cars should be more reliable.
The 7000 series that we have now is a third of the peak period.
And they're rehabbing other cars along with throwing out some of the oldest.
But on some of these, very complex, very old, and at some point, it's like, let's stop investing in this stuff. Let's move on to the new stuff.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, they were there to protest alleged atrocities in Turkey, but some members of a relief group say they were beaten up at the Turkish embassy on Tuesday.
None of us were expecting that it will turn to such violent event.
The founder of the Yazidi Relief Fund, Lucia Soyan, tells the Larry O'Connor Show a group of people who were dressed like special security forces ran against her group of a dozen or so protesters and attacked them.
While I was on the ground, I just felt that someone is beating me.
She still feels lightheaded and is going back to the doctor. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For one day, tolls collected on the Dulles Greenway are going to charity.
Today is the 12th annual Drive for Charity. Tolls collected during the day on the 14-mile Dulles Greenway, which connects Dulles Airport with Leesburg, are being donated to six local charities. But spokesman Terry Hoffman says that's not all.
We also have a scholarship program where we'll give one senior from East Loudoun County High School a $2,000 scholarship.
Last year, more than $330,000 was raised. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Post reports it has obtained a confidential report showing how former D.C. Schools Chancellor Kaya Henderson routinely helped well-connected parents circumvent the rules to get their kids into highly desirable schools. Those who benefited from Henderson's efforts apparently included two senior aides to Mayor Muriel Bowser. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,607, the Nasdaq at 60,11. Sports, Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman go for a combined 0-for-8 as the Nats lose to the Pirates. The Orioles lose in Detroit. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. And let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3-6.
WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
It's Memorial Day. It's time to get out of town and get on the water. This summer, gear up for the fish, the food, and the family. Cabela's Memorial Day Sale. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the campfire. Save $200 on Champion Patriot generators, $100 on select kayaks, and get Cabela's Adult and Youth Deluxe Flotation Vests for just $9.99. Plus, come in and celebrate our Hometown Heroes event. See store for details. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, that's where we're still dealing with a crash. Activity gives us unusual backups. If you're heading northbound, say north of the Key Bridge, you're going to hit it solid past the overlooks up toward 123 and the CIA. Southbound near the overlooks, we have our morning commute with the heavy volume through that stretch. 66, I'm looking at delays, especially going westbound into Falls Church. Crews are looking to see if there's anything along the way. But again, westbound, usually slow. Heading out towards Sycamore Street. Eastbound, a little bit of volume there. And again, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge for 395. Once you get through Landmark, you'll hit the delays past the Pentagon crash reported before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. All right, it's the long lineup to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. The crash on the Interloop after 210, but before you get to 295, I've been watching this closely. It looks like they've just cleared both of the travel lanes that had been blocked in those far local lanes, those far right local lanes. But again, it's still with the heavy volume to the Wilson Bridge with the crash between 210 and 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat, two 90-degree days here to wrap up the work week. Above 90 today, 93 with an air quality alert. A few clouds around this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 71, warm and steamy. Maybe an isolated shower, thunder shower. Late day thunderstorms tomorrow, still near 90 degrees. Cooler weather by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Burke, 74 in Kensington, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. That prison inmate who was freed after turning his life around is now facing deportation. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson and Mary Walter in the house today. Joining us now on the line, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and author of the New York Times best-selling Operation Dark Heart. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Listen, this town is buzzing. It's buzzing. It's never ending.
Big time buzzing.
It's all kind of buzzing. Yeah, it's all kind of buzzing going on because we are now going to have a special counsel who will look into the Russia matter, and we have Comey, who has apparently memorialized a lot of conversations, and he's supposed to testify. Okay, so what is going to happen here, and what do you think about this idea of a special counsel?
Well, I think it's I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, to quote my friend Joe DeGeneva, and you probably talked to him, look, they've got 96 U.S. attorneys. It's hard to believe they couldn't find one who's actually competent. They could set aside and say, your job is to do nothing but figure this all out. So it does not speak well of the Justice Department. And Brian...
Well, and truthfully, Joe DeGeneva seemed to be okay when we talked to him earlier this morning about this idea of Bob Mueller being the special counsel.
Well, I'm glad he did, because I have my apprehension, because I've worked at the FBI during the time he was over there doing some things to help them, and he wasn't always the best director, and I think some of the workforce was reluctant to actually chip in. And I was just talking to my friend, Congressman Louis Gohmert. Louis and I share concerns about the FBI's lack of focus on going after the Holy Land, as an unindicted co-conspirator of the Holy Land Foundation trial. That all happened under Mueller. So there's some concerns that he's not been the most aggressive and, you know, going after what I believe and others believe to be, you know, real crime. So this is going to be an interesting point. And the second thing I'm worried about, Brian, and I think everybody in the D.C. area would share this, is that what about the Clintons? Okay, you're saying you're going to look into the Russia issue, but as far as I can tell, the most direct link I've seen between anybody and the Russians is John and Tony Podesta, who actually had as lobbyists, had a direct relationship with a Russian bank. So to me, that should be one of the first things looked at. want that.
Well, and that was going to be my question to you, is that he does have the right to investigate other things. I mean, this is a very, very broad charge that he was given when he was appointed. If you say he's not aggressive, will he go into these other areas? I mean, he's supposed to be looking at Russian interference. Will he take that broadly, number one, and go into Podesta and the Clintons and see where all of that goes? And what about the unmasking? Will he go there? If he's not aggressive, maybe he won't.
Well, Mary, you and I, you know, we've all spoken before on the air about the unmasking, and to me, that's job one. I mean, look, one of the issues that got Comey fired rightfully was his lack of interest in actually investigating real federal crimes regarding Title 18 violations of the leakers. And let me tell you, Mary, a bunch of us on the inside here kind of know who those people are at this point, and we're just kind of all appalled that they're still walking around with no cuffs on. So that is definitely one of the things that needs to be looked at. Secondly, to your point about the wider expanse of the investigation, I'd like to believe that he will have the intelligence to do that. I know for a fact, again, people like Louie Gohmert, Congressman Gohmert, are going to encourage that, looking into the areas that need to be examined. But again, we don't know this at this point in time, and I don't know if anybody's actually sat down to speak with him about his game plan. I mean, he was only appointed yesterday, so it's going to probably take about 3 days before the leak started about what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Tony, as much as I respect you, I categorically disagree with you on this. I think this guy has a reputation of being a straight shooter. He'll go off in his corner. He'll do his investigation. Things will quieten down. And if there's no there, as the president suggests there is, then, you know, so what's the big deal? They're not going to find anything. However, how can you not do this investigation and notice the fact that a lot of the unmasking took place? How can you conduct an investigation like this and not look at the possibility of investigating where the leaks were coming from? I think, as you say, that is knowable information. And I think he will get at that. And I don't think he will ignore it. I think this could actually turn out to be a really good thing.
Well, I hope so. I mean, Brian, I hope you and I are talking 6 months from now, and if you're right, I will come on the air and say, Brian, God bless you, you were completely correct.
Well, it happens so rarely, but I'd appreciate that. Thanks.
Well, we'll see. But I agree with you. I think the cornerstone of all this, you and I and Mary agree on, is the unmasking has to be one of the key issues which is examined, because everybody I've talked to, plus my own direct knowledge of how those sorts of things done, there's only a handful of people who could have done that, and we do know there were a handful of news outlets which received the information. This is not rocket science. This is not like putting men on the moon. This is simply trying to do basic investigative duties, which have not been done yet. So,
what do you think about the memos from Comey that were memorializations of conversations you had with the president regarding your friend Michael Flynn?
Well, I think that's one of the key issues that need to be examined. Look, Sally Yates and how she talked about all this and the quote-unquote blackmail issue is complete hogwash. We as intelligence officers talk to foreign individuals constantly. And so I don't think Mike Flynn thought for a minute about anything different regarding his talk with the ambassador. And so for her to say that and for the unmasking to have occurred, you had to have some high-level justification. And again, Brian, nothing I've seen so far indicates to me that there is a clear justification for him to be unmasked. So, again, I think this is something that clearly needs to be examined, and I think, again, if you and I would agree that Mueller should be looking at this issue regarding how this information was first off obtained. Was it obtained legally with due process and proper authority? And then, for goodness sake, how was it leaked and why? And those are the things which he should be definitely looking at immediately.
And as far as looking at these things, listen, this is a very small world. There's very few people who operate in this world. Comey and Mueller know each other. They've worked together. You know, when you talk about this memo, I keep going back to Comey's testimony on May 3rd, where he said to Congress, to the Investigations Committee, that there have been no attempts to impede the investigation. Yet this memo, if it exists, tends to negate that. And Comey has not come out to say, hey, that I know nothing about that memo. He has not stepped forward to say that memo was wrong or any of the New York Times story is false. We've heard nothing from him. So both can't be true. And if the memo is true, Comey perjured himself. Will Mueller have the guts to go there?
Well, he's going to have to. I mean, that's too obvious to leave on the table. And to your point, Mary, I mean, look, nobody knows exactly when that memo was written. Was it written outside when Comey was going out the door? I mean, this is where this has been journalistic insanity, where they've not been willing to actually go down that path. I mean, Mary, would you take my word, as much as you probably would believe I may be telling you the truth, would you take my word if I read a memo to you on the phone and said, hey, you need to run with this? I don't think so. You would want a copy of the memo. You want want to know all the interrogatories. I don't know how the New York Times, the Washington Post can get away with publishing information based on a conversation. It's totally insane.
Well, and on that point, you and I are absolutely in sync. Yeah. I've got real issues with the way reporters have been conducting their business the last week or so. So many times there's a lot of days that about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd see some story come down. I'd say, well, if that's true, that's very bad. But then, you know, about 24 hours, we found out none of it was true.
Right.
Well, listen, Tony, thank you so much. Great to have you.
Great talking
to you. Thanks, Mary. Take care.
8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. The obstacle had been the crash. Those far right local lanes take you to the local exits. It's now cleared, located between 210 and 295. You'll still see some of the activity, but boy, it's jammed solid for everyone coming around the Beltway from near Route 5. So plan for that to be a while until that can clear out, obviously. On the George Washington Parkway, the crash northbound near the CIA. Now, that's been cleared, but I'm still looking at a northbound delay, essentially north of 66 near the Key Bridge and heading up towards Spout Run. Now, southbound jam through that stretch and over toward the Key Bridge and Spout Run Parkway. Very slow this morning, just to merge onto the GW Parkway. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slow. Virginia Beltway has been in pretty decent shape. Heavy in Annandale, and again from the toll road to the Legion Bridge without anything reported. And Metro Rail, do need to give you a heads up here. Now, in addition to Safe Track Surge 15, which is complicated, right now on the Red Line, they're experiencing delays because of signal problems outside of Fort Totten. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for plenty of sunshine today, a high of around 93, so we could have record high temperatures. Tonight, a few clouds, 73. Tomorrow, near record high temperatures again. Again, the temperature will be around 93. Then on Friday, showers and thunderstorms. Still a very warm day, though, around 92. And then on Saturday, we have cooler temperatures in the mid-70s, a lot of sunshine. Sunday, partly cloudy in the upper 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It's now 8:17. On WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We got some food news, man. I'm telling you, this is big, big stuff. Now, first of all, you know, I'm a guy who spends a fair amount of time at your local 7-Eleven. You know, every day on my way into work, I stop at the 7-Eleven and double check and get something to eat and bring in my chocolate milk for the show every morning. I'm an aficionado of the convenience store. Mm-hmm. And I must tell you that in the world of convenience stores, you got your 7-Elevens, you got some others, but I mean, many people believe the Cadillac of the convenience store is the Wawa. Mm. The Wawa is from Pennsylvania, but there's some in Howard County. There's some down in Northern Virginia. Well, guess what? According to some very reliable sources, Wawa is coming to the District of Columbia.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. The Wawa, where, you know, apparently they're known for their food, and it's not clear whether the district store will be like some of their other stores where they'll sell gasoline at a reasonable cost or any of that. But they're definitely have plans for their first store in the District of Columbia, and I couldn't be more happy.
Love the Wawa.
Bring me some Wawa. Now, yeah. There's also news about this.
Nothing compares to Bojangles' perfectly seasoned chicken supremes or mild home-style tenders.
I mean, in the deep South, when you go to Virginia, when you go to North and South Carolina, and you go throughout the South, you know, the first thing you do when you go there is you go get you some Bojangles fried chicken. And it's pretty good stuff. Our good friend Mary Catherine Hamm is a huge fan of the Bojangles. I mean, I see all the time on her social media where when she goes to North Carolina, first thing she does is makes a run over to the Bojangles to get her some fried chicken. Well, apparently they're going to bring Bojangles to the D.C. area. The Charlotte, North Carolina-based fast food chain has a multi-unit development agreement with some franchisees in these areas to open famous chicken and biscuits locations in Northern Virginia. The chain, known for its homemade buttermilk biscuits, breaded chicken, and iced tea, stewed the old-fashioned way, have more than 715 restaurants across the country, and they're now coming to our area here, so you won't have to travel a long way to get your Bojangles. A lot of people very happy about that. We got more food news here than the law allows. Five Guys, according to a new Harris poll. Who doesn't like a good Five Guys hamburger now and then? Five Guys, apparently a new Harris poll, is the number one burger in the world. And it's out in a lot of people in other parts of the country. I'm not familiar with this chain. A lot of people swear by the In-N-Out Burger, but apparently they were number one. But Five Guys is now number one. Hmm. Looking at you, you've probably never been to Five Guys.
I have been to Five Guys. I have not been to a fast food restaurant in probably more than 10 years.
Wow.
So. Sorry.
Wish I could say the same. Also, now, you were talking about this earlier this morning. Starbucks is coming up with a new idea, and you say it's not a new idea.
No.
They're taking making ice cubes made out of coffee and using them in their iced coffee drinks. They're trying this out in St. Louis and in Baltimore. But you say you've been doing this for years.
For years. I have one of the old, the old-fashioned, the plastic trays that you can, you twist them and the ice cubes come out. I have been pouring coffee in ice cube trays every summer for years now, and I do the same with my Crystal Light. Mm-hmm. I pour that in there. I have one with Crystal Light cubes in it and one with coffee cubes in it. I've been doing it for years, and Starbucks comes up with it. Suddenly it's newsworthy.
Well, the Starbucks, they got a better marketing system than you do.
Apparently, I just want to jump in here very quickly. There's another piece of food news that we did not talk about. Katz's, the Cadillac of delicatessens. Katz's from New York is looking to expand. They expanded into Brooklyn. They were looking to expand, and one of the cities they are looking at is Washington, D.C. You have not been to a deli until you have had a good Katz's hot pastrami. Oh, my holy God in heaven above. For all that is good and holy, please pick Washington, D.C.
Okay.
To expand to. It's unbelievable. The best deli ever. Just fantastic.
So you'll eat a hot pastrami, but you won't eat a Wawa. We'll go to Five Guys.
Well, because one is a mom and pop type thing, and the other is fast food. And I've eaten Five Guys. I told you, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've eaten it, but there are places that I prefer locally where it's a restaurant, and I think they make better burgers. That's just me.
I don't know. To me, it's hard to beat the Five Guys for a good cheeseburger.
If Katz is open here, we're going. I'm taking you there, and you're going to experience a real, real deli.
You know what's also good is Five Guys? The fries. Oh.
Yeah, the fries are good.
The fries are awesome.
Yeah.
822 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
I love to talk about the LeafGuard gutter system because it's an amazing product that does what a gutter system is supposed to do. I mean, let's talk about the function of a gutter. What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to keep water away from your home, and that helps prevent roof leaks and foundation damage. And by the way, If you don't have the LeafGuard system, your gutters are at some point going to clog. And that means that they'll have a safe haven for mosquitoes and insects and mice. And clogged gutters can cause wood rot around the fascia of your home. Clogged gutters can cause soil erosion around your flower beds. So clogged gutters are bad, and you'll never have to think about them again. You'll never have to climb up on that ladder. You'll never have to put your life and limb at risk over clogged gutters again if you get the LeafGuard system. Because if it ever does clog, and I'm saying that I think it's pretty darn near impossible. But if it were, they will just come out and take care of it for you. All you got to do is pick up the phone. Belden LeafGuard has some great financing options. Schedule your in-home estimate today. Get a $50 restaurant.com coupon. No purchase necessary. 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Find out more at briangutters.com. That's Brian gutters.com.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Nah, you just need a vacation. And thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach. One way for as low as $61. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 5/31/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, it's been 2 months since my LASIK and raindrop procedure with Dr. Mark Whitten, and it is nothing short of remarkable. My distance and reading vision are great. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation today at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. This will be a game changer for you. It has been for me.
If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a full refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out now at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
It's 8:25 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yep, we're trying to near the rush hour at end, but we still are quite busy. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero 66. Westbound through Falls Church. We're still bunched up trying to get out towards Sycamore Street where we had reported the crash and delays again continue to grow. Outside of the Beltway, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, that's where we still have pockets of the heavy volume for the commute. 95, once you get past the delays in Aquia, a little bit of stop and go as you approach the Occoquan and again up at the Capitol Beltway to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. The crash had been in the local lanes between 210 and 295 out of the travel lanes now, but still quite slow on the westbound side of the Southeast Southwest Freeway. As you're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge past the 3rd Street Tunnel, the culprit there was the stalled car causing delays. And for the trip on 270, Clarksburg, most of the way down to the lane divide, which stop and go. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users, enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat, 290 degree days here to wrap up the work week. Above 90 today, 93 with an air quality alert. A few clouds around this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 71, warm and steamy, maybe an isolated shower, thunder shower. Late day thunderstorms tomorrow, still near 90 degrees. Cooler weather by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's now 8:27.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
And that is Soundgarden. Sad day today. Chris Cornell, the front man for Soundgarden, died last night.
Wow.
At the age of 52. He had two daughters. Really sad. The cause of his death is under investigation. His family, you know, is shocked by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They were on tour. The cause of his death is under investigation. Now, Chris Cornell was one of the founders of the grunge movement in the Seattle area.
Right.
You know, he was one of the founders of it. So he's very, very well known. They formed the band in 1984, and grunge really didn't come into its own until the 90s. So if you're a child of the 80s and 90s, you really know, you know, Kurt Cobain and the whole grunge thing, and basically I just associate it with not bathing. But they were really good at what they did. They had two Grammy Award-winning singles, the one you just heard, Black Hole Sun, also Spoon Man, very, very famous. They were nominated for another 7 Grammys. They sold more than 10 million records in the U.S. alone. What a lot of people don't know is Chris Cornell had a 4-octave range.
Wow.
4 octaves. And, you know, that's like Mariah Carey.
That's like Roy Orbison
range.
Stuff.
Yeah, like crazy. He worked with a lot of different artists. He was a singer, songwriter. He just wrote a piece for a movie that is coming out, and I forget the name of it off the top of my head. He also wrote one of the Bond themes as well. So he was phenomenally, incredibly talented. 6 albums with different groups he was part of. He released several on his own, 5 solo albums, 3 right. with Audioslave.
I am not a big fan of this era of music,
yeah.
And I was off listening to other stuff at the time. But I do know one of the songs very well because it was recorded by Johnny Cash, of all things, Rusty Cage, which is a phenomenal Johnny Cash song. But I actually have this version of the Soundgarden version on my iPod as well.
See?
I'm gonna break my Rusty Cage. And run.
See, look at that.
Good stuff right there.
And you thought you didn't know anything about Soundgarden. Everybody knows a little bit of something. You just didn't know it. It is now 8:29 on WMAL.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Premio started as a neighborhood butcher shop and still makes their sausage with only butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Coming up in just a moment, the appointment of a special counsel. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? We'll take your calls coming up right here on WMAL. It's 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. News is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump this morning says the naming of a special counsel to investigate Russia is part of, quote, the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. And in another tweet this morning, Mr. Trump claims, quote, with all of the illegal acts that took place in the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration, there was never a special counsel appointed. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania says he's hopeful about the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel.
There is concern, and we've heard a lot of discussion about Michael Flynn as an example. I think we have to investigate to find out if, in fact, there was collusion. I'm not aware of any at this moment, but that's the whole point of the investigation.
It's going to be another hot one today. We tied or broke a couple of heat records yesterday. Not likely to be a record breaker today, forecasters say, but in the 90s, nevertheless, our full forecast is just ahead. A few scary moments last night for passengers aboard a JetBlue flight headed to New York. It had to turn around and come back to Dulles after hitting a bird. MWA fire and rescue responders then detected a fuel leak once the plane landed. Nobody was hurt, though. A second person has died after that wrong-way head-on crash on Route 50 outside Annapolis yesterday. A 66-year-old man who was trapped inside his demolished SUV for a couple of hours died last night. The 22-year-old driver who was driving the wrong way died at the scene. Surveillance video from Rockville High School sheds new light on the case of that 14-year-old girl who claimed to have been raped in a boys' bathroom at the school. But it also reveals shortcomings in the school's security system. NBC4 reports the video shows the girl walking into a bathroom hand in hand with the boy. They're in there for several minutes. No security staff is sent. No one goes to check on the girl. Rape charges against two older boys were eventually dropped. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,607. The Nasdaq at 60.11. Sports, the Nationals managed just 3 hits in a loss to the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The Orioles fall to the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
What if your doctor said you had stage 0 breast cancer?
I was just like, what? Wait a minute.
So, does she need treatment? Depends who you ask.
For most women, probably doesn't need to be treated.
Raise your hand if you're the one who's willing to die.
7 on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals the harsh realities.
I've been overtreated, overdiagnosed, overscared.
The controversy surrounding stage 0 cancer. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Know what time it is, TGITers?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
It's
season finale time.
Does that hurt to hear?
First on the Grace finale, a fight for survival.
The fire is on the floor above us.
That will have you on the edge of your tweet.
1, 2, 3, jump!
Then on the 2-hour scandal finale.
Tell me how you're gonna pull off this attack.
It's Mother Monster versus the Mother Fixer.
I will kill you.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now on sale in their garden center, buy three and get one free on any perennials or rose plants. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still with a closure because of the water main break, and then road repairs need to be done. Shutdown is MacArthur Boulevard between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. So Reservoir to Foxhall, those work in each direction for your workaround, as does Canal Road. And Canal Road picks up a lot of extra volume heading in toward Georgetown. Just to plan accordingly there. Same story with the Wilson Bridge. We had an accident, so extra time is still needed. Inner loop as you head past 210 toward 295. That crash had been cleared to the shoulder. That was in the local lanes, which is the far right side for those local exits. And now a broken down reported as you're on that inner loop and exiting on toward 210. So use caution on that exit again to 210. On 270, once you get by the delays in the Clarksburg Germantown area, you hit it slow, pushing out of Gaithersburg and down toward the lane divide and on to the 270 spur and outer loop into College Park and Silver Spring. We still have the hefty morning commute there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running heat up again today. I don't think we'll get to 96. That's the record. We're going to go 93. Clouds early, then partly cloudy for most of the day and an air quality alert. Tonight, a passing shower thunderstorm, 71. Tomorrow, late day thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Warrenton, 73 in Olney, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 on FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Brian Wilson here. And we want to go back to the big news of the day, which is that there has been a special counsel appointed by Rod Rosenstein, to investigate this whole Russia, whether they improperly interfered with our elections. Now, so far, we know there are two other separate investigations that have found nothing. But, you know, the Democrats are very good at holding their breath and stomping their feet and whining and crying. And so we appointed a special counselor, not prosecutor, to investigate, to prove to them that there is nothing there that the other two investigations haven't found yet. So we have Robert Mueller. Very familiar name. It should be a familiar name. He has been brought out of retirement. He is a former FBI director, and he was assigned as the Deputy Attorney General by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to oversee the previously confirmed FBI investigation of Russian government efforts to influence the presidential election. We want to know from you, is this a good idea or a bad idea? I'm in the camp that I don't think it's terrible. I don't really like this. I think we are rewarding the Democrats for complaining and whining and crying, and now we're giving them their way to shut them up, which I never think is a good thing in any situation. We're also confirming Hillary Clinton's mantra of "it's the Russians. I lost because of the Russians." No, you didn't lose because of the Russians. So I don't like that. On the other hand, this may go places that the Democrats never expected it to go, like Susan Rice and unmasking, or maybe President Obama and unmasking, or maybe John Podesta and the Russians. So this may go in a way in which the Democrats never expected. So there may be an upside to this, but we want to know how you feel about this. What is your opinion on this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you like it? You hate it. Brian?
Well, I know that some people are going to have a reaction. They say, well, this is a horrible idea. And the president's even apparently this morning called it a witch hunt. Look, here's the thing. There's been so much chaos over the last few days over all of this stuff, and it was spiraling out of control. People on Capitol Hill were vibrating off the hook, as they often do. You can't help that. But it was going to basically grind this town to a halt. There weren't going to be a conversation about health care reform. There wasn't going to be a conversation about tax cuts. The president's agenda was going nowhere because he was in a constant mode of having to answer all of this stuff that was bouncing around. I'm not sure there's any there. The president has says there's not any there. So here, in one way, you got this guy, Bob Mueller. He's got a pretty good reputation as being a straight shooter and being nonpartisan. Republicans like him. Democrats like him. So he's going to investigate this thing. He's coming off the bench at the age of 72. God bless him for that, to do this. And I think he goes off in his corner. He gets his investigators. He conducts his investigation. And I think at the end of the day, what you're going to find is there's nothing there. But in the meantime, Democrats really can't talk about it all that much because there's an investigation going on. Republicans can't talk about it all that much because there's an investigation going on there. And I think there may be an added benefit to this in that I believe that if he gets into this thing and he looks at it and he follows where the violations of law can be found, what you're going to find is there's a violation of law in the unmasking of the name of Michael Flynn and others. There's a violation of law in all of the leaks that are coming from the inside to the outside. And it now appears that that is something that... That is going to be investigated, and I think it's a good thing. I guess we have to stop right now.
We do. We have to take a little... We have to just step away from this for a moment, because Drudge is reporting that Roger Ailes has died.
Roger Ailes, the founder of the Fox News Channel, the former CEO, and of course, of lately, a rather controversial figure based on his recent departure there on charges or allegations of sexual harassment, is dead. This confirmed by his wife, Elizabeth Ailes, who has put out a statement. This is now running on Drudge. It is now confirmed by the Fox News Channel itself. Roger Ailes, the man who changed, I would say, cable TV forever, a brilliant programmer, but a man who we have seen in recent days was perhaps a controversial, and there was more to Roger Ailes than we knew. But one way or the other, the news coming out in the last few moments is that Roger Ailes, a personal friend of mine, a man I liked and admired greatly, is dead.
Yeah, and it's sad for all that he went through in these last couple of months. You cannot deny what he did as far as building an empire. He built an empire, and look what's happened to that empire in the last couple of months as well. Dying in the ratings, and now ending with Roger Ailes.
God bless you. I know you're having a little struggle.
Yeah. Oh, I still got the Ebola.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a very sad development, and one we're going to continue to follow. We'll see if we can get some more information on it here for you in the next few minutes. But the news again, if you're just tuning in, Roger Ailes, the former CEO of the Fox News Channel, who left recently after allegations of sexual harassment. We hear from his wife this morning. He apparently passed away overnight. We'll get you more information as it becomes available. 843 on WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Celebrate spring savings at Fitzgerald Subaru. This month only, get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Crosstrek, Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville or visit FitzmallSubaru.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends May 31st, 2017.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating Carquest stores.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
We'll have more on what we're learning about Roger Ailes in just a moment. Right now, it's 8:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a lot of our arteries push toward DC 295. I'm seeing Suitland Parkway delays still persisting, but after Route 5, so slight improvement. Delays before Alabama Avenue to 295. East Capitol Street, unfortunately, delays continue to grow. We have a crash. DC cruiser at the scene here on inbound East Capitol Street as you come up to Minnesota. Soda Avenue. Watch for their direction. I'm also seeing as a result with that slowdown, Riggs Road trying to join on toward Minnesota and East Capitol Street also affected as well. Now, DDOT and crews say, nope, they're not with the crash on New York Avenue. It was reported inbound after Florida Avenue, but I am seeing delays there. So have patience through that stretch. 66 westbound. I've been watching the delay through Falls Church. Police say it was a traffic stop, but they've moved along. Eastbound at Fair Oaks, we had an incident, minor crash quickly to the shoulder. And a reminder again, a water main break and repairs continue to shut down MacArthur Boulevard between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. So Reservoir and Foxhall for the alternates, as is Canal Road an option. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One shy of a record high yesterday. Today will fall short once again. 93 degrees, the record's 96. Air quality alert in effect in a partly cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:47. Well, we want to bring you the news that is just crossing the wires and is now confirmed and by a couple of different sources. Roger Ailes, the CEO and founder of the Fox News Channel, has passed away apparently overnight or early this morning. We have a statement from his wife, Elizabeth Ailes. I'll read it to you and it's completely. I am profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband, Roger Ailes, passed away this morning. Roger was a loving husband to me, his son Jack Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He was a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gave him so much opportunity to work hard, to rise, and then to give back. During a career that stretched over more than 5 decades, his work in entertainment, in politics, and in news affected the lives of many millions. And so even as we mourn his death, we celebrate his life. That from Elizabeth Ailes, wife to Roger Ailes, who died apparently this morning at the age of 77. That's all we know really about his death. We don't know the circumstances, but we will, of course, learn that, I would imagine, as the day goes forward. Let me just say, I worked for Roger Ailes for 12 years, and I liked him.
Yeah.
He's a good man. At least, I always thought so. In my experiences with the guy, he was nothing but honorable and straightforward, and his word was his bond, and I trusted him, and I liked him, and I was proud to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this stuff that's happened since, we have to make a judgment about that, but it was surprising to me. It was shocking to me to hear all of these stories about Roger, and I was very saddened by the way his career at Fox News Channel came to an end. But, people are complex, and if there was a dark side to Roger Ailes, I don't know. But I can tell you there was also a good side to the man, and I'll miss him greatly. Heather Hunter also worked for Roger for a while.
Hi. I worked at Zachary Prusso show. Roger's the reason why I came to Washington, D.C. I wanted to work for Fox News Channel, and I was in awe of him. I read You Are the Message, and I studied his career. He was one of the youngest executive producers, and he worked for the Mike Douglas show, and just his career in programming was just incredible. We actually have a clip of Roger talking about how he was involved in the coverage of the moon landing.
That's true, yeah.
And I mean, his impact on broadcasting and the history in the making is just, I mean, there's no other career that touches it. And here's a clip of him talking about how he helped make the moon landing coverage possible.
We'd done split screens before, but never really from the Earth to Moon.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here.
The problem was that there was no way to predict which way Armstrong would be standing and facing on the Moon. So if I'm facing you, and then we cut to the camera of Nixon and he's turned the other way, he could be talking to Armstrong's back. So I had to solve the problem quickly, and I realized Nixon's going to take his cue from a monitor in the Oval Office. So I had a monitor put on each side of his desk, and I said to him, I'm going to see that moon feed just before you see it, and I will cue you. If Armstrong's that way, I'll cue you that way. If he's not, we'll go that way. And that's why you end up with them sort of looking at each other, because it could have been just the opposite. It could have been a fiasco.
Yeah, I mean, brilliant, as you both have said. Mm-hmm. I mean, regardless of how things ended, he started a revolution in television.
I thought extremely highly of him. I was surprised by the allegations, even though I worked for somebody who had made those allegations. I thought he was an incredible broadcaster and programmer.
And isn't it interesting listening to him talk about the moon clip and the technical aspects of television? He was very much that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a red phone in the control room, and if the red phone rang, it was Roger. And generally it was Roger saying, you know, why did you do that way? And why didn't you have that picture? And why did you frame it up this way? I mean, he was always into the technical aspects of broadcasting. He understood it intimately. And as a result, many of the things that you see on cable news today were things that were sort of brought to the table by Roger Ailes. You know, you look at CNN today, it looks a lot more like Fox than it did when Fox came along.
I've been on the receiving end of the red phone. But he's a perfectionist.
Yes.
He was perfectionist.
Yes.
That he was genius in that.
He was one of those guys, not a very tall man, but an imposing personality and presence when he walked into the room. And he had a way of addressing a crowd and making people listen in a compelled way to what he had to say. And he had an amazing ability of finding good people and telling them, I'm going to let you do this. Here's your marching order. This is what I want accomplished. Now go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And people did. I will never forget some of the amazing changes that took place at the Fox News Channel while I was there, simply because Roger sent out a memo and said, make it so. Mm-hmm. And overnight, these amazing changes would take place, and really without a lot of planning or sessions where you had to, run-throughs and all, it just happened.
He had a vision, and he hired highly talented people to do it.
Well, Roger Ailes, if you've been just joining us, we've just learned that Roger Ailes, the Fox News CEO, is dead at age 77. A statement from his wife, Elizabeth Ailes, confirms that he died, she says, early this morning. No details on that, but we'll continue to find out more about it. He is survived, of course, by his wife, Elizabeth, and his son, Zachary. And it'll be, I guess, even though there, have been some things that have tarnished, I think, the reputation of Roger Ailes in recent days, I think that there will be a lot of people at the Fox News Channel who have worked for him who will feel very sadly, as I do today. It is now 8:53 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You've probably heard the term sad clown before, someone who's funny on the outside but really sad on the inside. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It's no secret some of the funniest comedians in history have struggled with mental illness. Back in the 70s, there was a study that looked at dozens of highly successful comedians and found 80% of them had sought out some type of therapy. The majority had higher than average intelligence, which other studies have also linked to depression. The hypothesis is that humor can give a comedian a sense of control over a situation in which they would otherwise feel powerless. One prominent British researcher found comedians have two competing personality traits, introverted anhedonia, that's the inability to feel pleasure, and extroverted impulsiveness. So comedy, it turns out, can be a form of self-medication from which we can all benefit. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Over 90% of all Fortune 500 companies share one thing in common. You can find a Varidesk on their desks. Here's why. Research says sitting is the new smoking. But people who stand more and sit less say their back feels better and that they're more productive. Varidesk is crafted to last a lifetime. It's height adjustable and there's no assembly. All the details are at Varidesk.com. V-A-R-I-Desk.com. The original Varidesk. Join the movement.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
It's 8:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we've been doing so well. Virginia Beltway now in Tyson's. The stalled car north of 66 puts us in delays. Continuous now as we push through Annandale, again working around that broken down car. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound much better. We had that unusual delay for the crash near the CIA, which is now gone. North of that, though, some of that traffic can now filter up toward the Beltway, so that's slowing. Southbound, regular stop and go past the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Still shut down and will be throughout the day, according to crews, is MacArthur Boulevard with the water main and road repair. So MacArthur Boulevard closed between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. Those are your good workarounds. Canal Road picks up the extra volume as the workaround for that closure as well. And on 295 coming southbound, we still have the delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. New crash reported near Eastern Avenue. Update sponsored by Parker Pier Service Experts. Contact Parker Pier Service Experts today. Save up to $4,400 on a new home comfort system. It'll save you up to 50% on energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Another very warm morning and near record heat once again this afternoon. Dulles had a record high yesterday. 93 today is three shy of the record of 96. Partly cloudy sky and an air quality alert. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It's now 8:57.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds to video to voice recognition to security to GPS, none of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
It's going, going, gone! Another home won!
I'm here to announce to my constituents that I'm running for governor.
Get ready, Oneers, and take your marks.
Now that Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's announced their amazing 1% APR car loan, people just can't get the number one out of their minds.
Great idea, Johnson. Let's one it by the boss.
Finance your new or used auto loan with Commonwealth One using their online auto buying service powered by TrueCar. And get rates as low as 1% APR for up to 36 months. Sign up by June 30th, and you'll be pre-approved to one into any dealership ready to buy. Go to cofcu.org/TrueCar today and let Commonwealth One make this summer the best one ever. Visit cofcu.org/TrueCar or call 703-823-5211. Annual percentage rates are based on applicants' credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Ted Britt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnOfChantilly.com.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on our show tomorrow, James Rosen will join us from the Fox News Channel. We'll hear from a family spokesman for Seth Rich and also Ambassador John Bolton and a reporter from the Daily Caller.